I've got the pride of Ben Davis High School in the house, but before we talk to them, let me see what Clyde has got at 239-1310. Hi, Clyde.
Hey, Amos. I'm going to say about a month ago, you had the people from Eskenazi on your show. I caught the tail end of it, but I want to be clear. I thought I heard them say that the Eskenazi Health Advantage, the old Wisher Advantage, was acceptable under the Affordable Care Act.
You know, I can't remember. You'd have to ask the folks at Eskenazi Health. I honestly can't remember.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name. Several years ago, Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates is the founder of Microsoft, so you know he got all the money in the world. And he decided he wanted to make a difference with his dollars, so he set aside $1 billion of his dollars. Just petty cash for him. But petty cash with a purpose, and that was to endow scholarships so that every year 1,000 minority young men and women who are high school seniors could have the opportunity to attend the college of their choice, and he would take care of the bill. Didn't matter the cost of the college. Bill Gates said, and Melinda, I got this. There were 1,000 young scholars selected, only 3 from Indiana, 1 from Jeffersonville, and 2 from Indianapolis. And they are 2 scholars from Ben Davis University High School, regular Ben Davis, home of the Giants. They are in my studio. I've got Derek Moore II. Derek ranks 15 in the class of 2014 at Ben Davis. He's a member of the mayor's youth council. He's a 21st century scholar, CLD, DECA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, among other things. Then I've got Michael Araya in the house. Oh, I should mention that Derek's a GPA on a 4 scale. He's supposed to have 4, like, you know, A is 4. But he's at 4.82 because you get to take those college courses and they count for extra, like bonus points and stuff. Michael Araya is a 21st century scholar. He is number 5 in the class of 2014 at Ben Davis. He's good at calculus and physics, they tell me. He's in the Key Club. He was on the Brain Game. I got to find out whether that was the Brain Game with Chris or the Brain Game with the other person. We'll find that out. He's the captain of the speech team. Oh, Lord. Third in the state, Chris. Third in the state. He's a member of the Giant teams. He does a lot of things with medicals, worked at the being a summer intern down at the Simon Cancer Research Center at the IU School of Medicine. He's been a volunteer at the Ronald McDonald House. He's on the varsity track and field team, which was the conference champion. See, it ain't just football and basketball over at Ben Davis. And they are Gates Millennium Scholars for 2014. Brothers, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I got to how are you notified? Do you get an email? Do you get a Federal Express packet? Does Bill and Melinda Gates call you on the phone? How did you find out?
Well, you get like a big old package. Or either a package or a little small letter. You don't want that little letter.
You don't want the little letter.
The big package is the prize. So I got this package. Actually, the way I got it, I was coming home. I was like anxious because I heard Derek got it. And I looked home and looked in the mailbox. There was nothing in the mailbox. So I was like really sad and everything. I went inside. There was a big old package on the table. And then just like, I was just like excited about it. I was jumping in the air a bit too much.
Derek, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I found out it was at the end of 10th period on about 3 weeks ago on a Friday. Mm-hmm. My mom texted me, and she told me that it was a packet and not a letter because I know the letter's bad news. And I said, Mom, okay, open it. And she opened it, and she just started crying. And then I started crying a little bit, too. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, because I knew I got it. And I was like, oh, I got it.
You were in school, so you had to be cool.
Yeah, I did have to be cool, though.
Started crying in the corner.
I was in the hallway. So
somebody cried in the corner.
I got to first ask you, Derek, where are you going to school?
I will be attending Azusa Pacific University in Azusa, California.
Where is Azusa in California? Is that southern, middle, northern?
It's northeast, 20 minutes northeast of Los Angeles.
Near Pasadena, kind of going towards the desert. Because I used to, now I know Azusa. There's a famous song where the lyrics include Azusa, Pasadena, something or other. What are you going to major in?
Finance.
What do you want to do?
What I want to, after undergrad, I hope to go to law school. I want to go to Stanford Law School and then become a politician when I get older.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Tell Condoleezza Rice, watch out. what attracted you to that school? Because that's not a household name to people that are listening.
And what attracted me to that school was mostly because it was a Christian school.
Okay.
And then it's like, it's God first. That's their motto. Mm. And then I wanted to go there and get, learn more about the Bible and get a biblical education and learn how I can mix together finance and the Bible and then go to law school, become a politician that acts ethically.
Hello. Hello. We got some offices you can run for. Get your degrees and then come back on home. Michael, where are you going?
I'm actually going to Stanford University.
Everybody's going west.
Yeah. I could have gone east, but it was pretty cold over there.
What are you going to major in at Stanford?
I've decided I'm thinking biomedical engineering with pre-med requirements. So at the end of the day, if I want to go to engineering school or medical school, I can pick.
What do you it looks like that you're on a track to want to be a doctor. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I actually want to become a neurosurgeon. I have a lot of other things I want to do too. Like I want to make an invention. I also want to create a book. I have a long list.
In terms of how will this or is this a life-changing thing for both of you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hear a lot of, tweets and, posts about how kids are in debt in school and some have to drop out and, they have to choose another school because the financial aid is not good enough for them. So it's just a blessing to have this. I really, God has really blessed me on this. So I appreciate that.
Same for you, Derek.
Well, yeah, it is life-changing because I know if I wasn't able to afford Azusa Pacific, there was a scholarship that I applied for there, the Multi-Ethnic Leadership Scholarship, and I didn't get it. So it was either Gates or I would have to go to IU. Now, IU is a good school, but I wouldn't get that biblically-centered education. So it really helped me to go to Azusa and get that education so I can move on.
And does this help, this kind of scholarship help the fact that there are no strings? So that, if somebody wanted, to follow their dream and follow their faith, they can.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the application, you have to write 8 essays.
8 1,000-word essays.
Wait. Not one essay. Wait, Bill Gates wants 8? Like, these many? 8?
Yeah.
On the same subject, or you got to have different subjects?
They're not analytical essays. They're more about what you do in your life and then how that has affected you and how you've grown. And then in my essays, I've talked a lot about God and Jesus and my faith, my Christian faith. So I don't believe that affected me negatively. I believe it positively helped me.
I'm still getting over how you have to do 8 essays because that's deep. Mm-hmm. Was that like the hardest application? That's not like it's harder than the college application.
Yeah, it actually was. Each of them were 1,000 words apiece, so that was like really brutal.
Yeah.
But you just have to get through it, and the end payoff is probably the biggest thing. You don't really see the fruits of your labor during the midst of hard work, but when it comes, it really comes. It's a blessing.
What have been the reaction of the students at Ben Davis? And the reason I bring that up, one of the myths that is out here about African-American students is that African-American students who excel in school, other students look down on them. Has that been the case with you guys, or have the student body at Ben Davis said, yeah, yes?
A lot of them have been congratulating me. Before this, you don't really get recognized as much, but when you hit these accomplishments you get, and a lot of, especially our counselor, Mr. Henry, publicizing this and telling our other students this, and I've actually been a role model to a lot of kids, which is really weird. I'm a Habesha, which is part of East Africa, and somebody actually made a post on my wall saying, you're a role model to all these other Habesha African kids. Keep doing what you're doing, and you don't know how much you're impacting this world until somebody says something like that. So it's really great just getting all these congratulations from all these people. It's really a blessing.
Wait till you get older. Derek, what kind of reaction have you gotten?
Well, when I first got out, like, the people that I'm close to and I'm friends with, they were happy for me. Mm-hmm. And then more people, like, I'm in Giant Kings, they were happy for me.
What's
also
Giant Kings?
Oh, it's an African-American leadership program at our school, Ben Davis. And then they were happy for me, my fellow Giant King members. And some people, like, because it's for minorities, some Caucasian people that I know, they were kind of jealous, in all honesty, seriously. And they weren't congratulating me. They're like, well, if it was open to everyone, you wouldn't have got it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got
that. They heard it all them other scholarships that are out there available. Anyway.
Yeah, I think I get that too a lot.
But that's called test of faith. That's a test of faith right there. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is We'll Take a Break. We're talking to two outstanding scholars. Scholars of color. From Ben Davis. Now, see, all the parents and grandparents are listening, and they're going, how come we didn't know about this scholarship? Well, you know, we'll get you the website of the Gates Millennium Scholars. They got a website. It is www.gmsp.org. www.gmsp.org. You can go on there now, find out information. You can't apply for 2015 yet, but you can start to be prepared. And we might ask Brother Henry from Ben Davis how, you know, young people should prepare for these kind of things. Because you could start preparing when you're in middle school. It's Afternoons with Amos. We're celebrating. I've never met a Gates Scholar. Chris has never met a Gates Scholar. Chris is jealous because there's nobody here from Franklin Township. Franklin Central on that list. We'll talk with these two scholars more, Derek Moore and Michael Araya, after these.
We're with the two Gates Millennium.
I know a lot of the high school I was made fun of. I guess they called me the nerd and like, he didn't like me, I guess. But because, like, I was a hard worker, and you just have to get through it. Even when people don't respect what you do or your work ethic, or they don't want to do the same thing as you, at the end of the day, the payoff is your payoff, and they can't really obtain the same thing. So you just got to step away from normal, don't care what people think, and just do it.
Derek?
Well, for me, it's kind of different because, like, when I was younger, I learned that if you give it all to God, then it'll all work out. So from a young age, my Christian faith has developed more and more, and it's gone increasingly better and better, then I learned to more look to God and to look at other people's opinions of me and how that affect me. So if I keep looking at God, then things I do, like Giant Kings, helping with other people, helping little kids, and then volunteering, and then other extra activities, I'll stay focused on my goals.
I got to ask you, how did your church react to this?
My church? Oh, well, I don't, my whole church doesn't know, but the.
No, they know now.
Yeah, I go to Northside New Era Baptist Church.
Oh, I bet all of New Era knows now.
Yeah. Pastor Moore knows, and Pastor Tony Hart knows. Mm-hmm. They both congratulated me, and various people from church all congratulated me because I'm in the Planting Dreams Foundation.
Okay.
And I know this guy. He's my mentor. His name is Clarence Abernathy, Mr. Clarence Abernathy, and he's in communication with people in the church. So he did tell a lot of people, and so they all congratulated me.
Oh, wait till Sunday. 239-1310, 239-1310. Let me go to Anonymous right quick. Hi there. Anonymous?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to congratulate the two gentlemen that are on your program today. My nephew also received a Bill Gates four-ride scholarship in 2007.
Ah.
Out of the state of Michigan.
All right.
Yes. And he graduated from Hampton University in 2011,
mm-hmm.
And now he is in medical school, third-year student at Boston University.
Hello.
Yes.
We gotta find out do the Gates Scholars, do they get to trade emails and stuff to communicate? Because if this young man is now a third-year medical student, then Michael could get some tips here.
Yes, he could. But also, I wanted to bring up, I thought that what was included in the scholarship was, but I'm really for sure, is a fee that his airlines during the holidays, when he was going to undergraduate school,
uh-huh.
was paid. But I don't know if that is that correct?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You get the plane ticket back home taken care of?
Yeah, they do that too.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you
know,
Lord.
I didn't know they were still doing that, but yes. Yeah. He received that also.
Man, what did I miss? Can I find the Fountain of Youth and go back and be a high school senior?
These young men are going to receive amenities from the campus and from Gates that other students are just not going to. Their instructional technology, their laptops, their travel.
A Windows phone, too. Oh.
Well, the main goal is they're going to give them wraparound services. They're going to be able to be successful on the campus.
Mm.
And that's what makes this experience so positive. Because they could take this anywhere they go when they go into graduate research, terminal degrees. They're going to have those networks. I want them to definitely talk about the conference that they get to go to.
Oh, wait, you got a conference?
Every year they go into a wonderful conference.
There's actually two of them. There's one on the East Coast. I think that's in either August or October for the East Coast one. And there's a West Coast one, which is, I'm going to go to that one. And Derek is also. That's in September. And we get to meet like the other Gates scholars and get to listen to us speakers. I remember one year John Legend came and he actually spoke in front of them.
So did you get, as part of the packet that you got, did you get a note from Bill and Melinda Gates?
Did we get?
You know?
I don't think so.
We didn't
get to get a note.
All right.
Although Bill Gates' daughter is in my Stanford class.
She is?
Yeah.
She's going to be a freshman at Stanford?
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're going to see, he's going to Stanford. So have you tried to call Andrew Luck and get some tips on?
No, I haven't actually. Yeah.
He might open up. You never know.
Think so?
Yeah. If Andrew Luck is listening, you know, you got a Stanford Cardinal there. This is life changing. It really is. And just to see these young men here in the studio, I got a text message. Let me find this here at 856 at 3785. At 37890. I love these brothers with 7 exclamation points. God is love. And the love was in all caps. That's great. 239-1310. Let me go back to phones right quick. And Charmaine. Hi there.
Hello. Hi, Amos.
Hi.
Congratulations to the two young men. I have a daughter that'll be a junior, and I was just trying to find out when the young men started applying for their scholarships.
Great question.
Actually, the application's opening up August 1st of the school year when she's a senior. And if I were you, I'd probably get to that right on that day. There's 8 essays, so it takes a long time. Make sure she gets those essays. She's really proactive and just really on those essays because they take a long time. And after she gets those done, make sure she's getting it read by other teachers. Make sure it's a really strong story. It's really personal. And that's what I would say. And you can also look up online the Gates essays. I believe they're the same almost every year. So, yeah, that would definitely help your daughter. And if she wins it, it'd be a really big blessing.
And the website, Charmaine, is www.gmsp.org.
I did print the sample information off. I just want to make sure because her grades are good like theirs. And I just want to make sure I'm on the right track for her.
Yeah, you actually started now because I actually had a freshman contact me saying that she wants to do the Gates and she's going to start her essays freshman year, which is very it's crazy.
All right, let me go.
Well, congratulations, thanks.
And
thank
also,
you.
It's very important that during her junior year, she meets with teachers and people outside, like extracurricular activities, the leaders of those, because you need 2 recommendation letters, not letters, but they have to go on and fill out forms for you. You need a recommender and a nominator. One of those is from a teacher, and one of those is from extracurricular activity leader.
Oh.
So those are very important.
It's bigger than grades. Definitely leadership is probably the biggest thing by far. Make sure she's out there in her community affecting it somehow. Like, it's probably way bigger than grades.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much. Thank you.
All right. Clarence will be our last caller with Derek Moore and Michael Araya, Gates Scholars from Ben Davis. Hi, Clarence.
Hey, good afternoon, Amos. First of all, you're doing a great job in the community, and you've done that for a long time, so
thank you.
Certainly commend you.
Thank you.
I wanted to just take an opportunity to congratulate the two young men. I am Derek Moore's mentor, and I heard him mention that. So I wanted to send a shout-out to him and also to Mike Herrera. I'll be taking the gentleman to the 500 dinner dance on the 24th of May to provide them with some additional exposure and some networking opportunities. And then finally, the focus of my foundation, Planting Dreams Foundation, is not only to focus on the educational aspects, but the holistic piece to include the belief in God. So didn't want to take up a lot of your time, but I heard the voices and wanted to just call in and congratulate the guys. And thank you, Amos, for what you do.
We appreciate that. Again, and Derek Moore and Michael Araya, this is a great accomplishment, first of all, for Ben Davis and the people in Wayne Township. It's a great accomplishment for Indianapolis. It's a great accomplishment for our community. It's a great accomplishment for our state. And more importantly, it demonstrates with the negative things that people see about African-American males. This is a positive, and it is rare that we get, because we're on during school time, it's rare that we have the opportunity to talk with young people and to meet them. And so it's an honor and a privilege to have you, and we thank Ben Davis for springing you out.
Don't worry, they'll go back and finish up their school work, believe me.
Wait, hold it. It's May the 8th. That senioritis hasn't kicked in yet.
They don't have time to have any senioritis. They have tested, actually. They're taking their AP and their IB testing right now. Michael's in the AP program. Derek is in the International Baccalaureate program. So this is the way that you were talking about their college credits. And
that's how you can be over a 4 point.
So this is the time that they have to take them. And they're doing what they need to do. So for the parents that are out there listening, they will be back very soon.
Terry Henry, thanks very, very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
The moms and dads that are listening, congratulations also to you for these outstanding young men, Derek Moore and Michael Araya. And if you missed any part of the interview, with probably the thing about the bullying taken out, it'll be on our website later this evening at praiseindy.com. Guys, thanks very much. Congratulations to you. Enjoy not only the graduation experience, but also, you know, enjoy college. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Have fun. When you're at Stanford, you know, go see Dr. Rice. Learn from her, because she's off the hook. I mean, in a positive way, in a very, very positive way. I mean, you're going to the Northwestern of the West. I can say that because I went to the Northwestern of the Midwest, and we always dog Stanford out.
We brought you some purple.
I would say purple fits the Northwestern. Thank you all. Thank you, guys. Congratulations to you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.